You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so you know that thing I say sometimes about stocks going down too on a day or days of precipitous drops? Turns out the same thing happens with oil. Crude a week ago above $130 a barrel. Today, straight off the cliff, $98 and change. And hey, look, gas is down too, from a national average of $4.33 a gallon to $4.32. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has got the What Gives assignment today.
Ask any driver about gas prices right now, and you'll probably hear a version of this.
Way too expensive, not worth it. I hope they go down soon.
That's college student Sam Appleyard filling up at a Shell station in Houghton, Michigan. She just skipped spring break with family because gas prices were so high.
I've been actually like trying to wait it out because I've been hoping that they would eventually go down, but they haven't yet.
That might change, and soon, as oil prices keep falling, says Tom Kloza, global head of energy analysis at Opus.
We're seeing prices just cascade lower. I mean, it's happening at a breathtaking speed.
Kloza says the price drop and its pace are due in part to recent COVID restrictions in China.
They are the fastest growing consumer of refined products and crude in the world.
After Russia's invasion of Ukraine last month, uncertainty ruled the oil markets. That's according to Clark Williams Derry of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
When you don't know whether you can buy oil next week or next month or in 3 months, you try to lock in your supplies now to reduce your risk.
He says traders now have more clarity about the West's approach towards Russia, and that's helped drive oil prices lower. Seeing that reflected as cheaper gas, though, will take time, says Kelly Sanders of the University of Southern California.
The gasoline that we pump today actually reflects the price of crude that refineries purchased weeks ago.
Sanders is also hoping relief comes soon.
I can tell you, here in Los Angeles, we're not seeing it yet.
But she says gas prices follow oil a lot more quickly on the way up than on the way down. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
You think regular gas prices are bad? Don't look at diesel. I did it for you. $5.12 a gallon this weekend, not adjusted for inflation, to be clear. But here's the thing. That diesel price could leave your pocketbooks running on empty, even if you don't drive a truck, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
If you're listening to this in a minivan or a Prius, you probably don't notice the price of diesel when you drive by the corner gas station. But oil analyst Troy Vincent with the commodities firm DTN says you should.
People often underestimate, you know, these kind of second order effects of higher diesel prices and how they hit your pocketbook.
Many container ships run on diesel. Freight trains run on diesel. So do big rigs and agricultural machinery and some delivery vans. And while demand for regular gas subsided during the pandemic because fewer people were driving, all those Amazon Prime orders meant demand for diesel grew.
The vast majority of that freight process behind those deliveries to your home is ultimately powered with diesel fuel.
It's why global diesel inventories were low before the Ukraine crisis. Alan Schaefer with the Diesel Technology Forum says Europe is now especially vulnerable because it depends on Russia for refined diesel, as well as natural gas and crude.
A lot of their diesel fuel comes out of Russia.
And while some commuters can take public transit to avoid paying higher gas prices, it's not easy to substitute away from diesel. Container ships can't take the subway.
We don't see any necessarily widespread replacements of diesel fuel over time.
The shipping industry is trying to find savings where it can, adding more biodiesel from soybeans, which currently accounts for a little less than a tenth of diesel consumption. Luisa Fernandez-Willey with the Association of American Railroads says freight operators are exploring fuel-saving technology.
They're using different types of fuel and then also looking at, you know, an electric locomotive.
But for now, most freight runs on diesel, just like much of the rest of the economy. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.